Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, and we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 8:45, your chance to win more Wizards tickets. That's coming up at 8:45. 9 o'clock, Dennis Scott joins us in studio to promote the Capital Classic. But right now, we'll talk to our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Hello, John. We're doing all right.
We're watching Tiger now.
Yeah, we've got the Masters on. But
gee,
before,
I'm shocked. Tiger's on?
Before we get into the Masters,
you know you're watching.
What does John Feinstein?
I'm actually not at the moment.
Oh, okay. What does John Feinstein make of the O.J. Simpson case in America and all that sort of thing?
Well, I'm old enough to remember it quite vividly. I'm one of those people. It's interesting. The day he was acquitted, I was at Army working on my Army Navy book, and I interviewed 8 players that day. 4 were white. 4 were black. The white players could not believe he was found not guilty. The black players were very happy he was found not guilty, not because they necessarily thought he didn't do it, but because they thought the way the police handled it was another example of racism in the United States. And they were all adamant, all 8 of them. It was kind of a fascinating social exercise for me, accidental, that day. And it was the trial of the century, and I still remember the Bronco chase was the second day of that year's U.S. Open at Oakmont, and Arnold Palmer had played, ironically, his last round at the Open that day and was asked about the whole O.J. thing in his press conference, and he said, because, you know, he did those Hertz commercials with him for so many years, and he said, no, there's no way O.J. would do something like that. Can't be true.
Right.
And, of course, that's what most people thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then came the Bronco chase, and I remember in the middle of the Bronco chase, because I was watching like everybody else, they switched to the newsroom, and there was Barbara Walters very somberly saying, and we have learned that when Mr. Simpson is arrested, he will be placed in a cell next to the Melendez brothers, who had been involved in some kind of murder in their family, I guess.
They murdered their dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So
did they murder the dad and the mom?
I think they murdered maybe both of their parents, but I'd have to look it up. Yeah. I don't remember.
Well, anyway, I didn't remember. I just remembered it was family.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, who the hell cares? Where's the relevance of any of that, except that I guess Barbara Walters wanted to get her face on the screen at that moment. And he is a legendary figure for reasons both good and bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember watching him as a kid when he was at USC and how amazing he was. I remember watching the day he went past 2,000 yards, first time in history for the Bills. And then, you know, he had this great career on television as an actor, as a comic. He was one of those guys who, for a while, was kind of untouchable. He was, at one point, he made a comment on NBC about the fact that quarterbacks were going down faster than DC-10s. This is when there had been a spate of DC-10 crashes. And a lot of people would have been looking for a new job the next day. Hmm. I mean, that's not something you joke about, right? Mm-mm. And he got away with it. He was asbestos. Not asbestos. What the hell is the word?
Teflon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Teflon
still early
works
for
better.
Me. Yeah, that works better. But, you know, he was a legendary figure for reasons both good and horrible. And although Kevin Blackstone wrote an interesting column this morning in which he said that when he heard yesterday that OJ had died, he realized he hadn't thought about him for years.
Mm-hmm.
He was really out of the public eye, other than I guess he tweeted after he got out of jail, and some people, I don't know how many followers he had, but
You'd be surprised how many he had.
Oh, I'm sure he had a lot, because he's still OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
You know, I can't sit here and say, oh, it's a sad day. Apparently there were a number of people tweeting or putting out stuff like, you know, he was a hero and an anti-hero, and a lot of people were pushing aside the anti-hero part yesterday, from what I've heard.
I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. It's the hardest thing to.
There was a mountain of evidence, DNA, and I mean, I know the conspiracy theorists say, well, it was all planted, but the
right.
evidence was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and the prosecutors just did a horrible job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it was a little bit like me playing golf against Tiger Woods or Scottie Scheffler nowadays. They were just totally overwhelmed by Johnny Cochran and his so-called dream team.
Right. Well, I don't know. It was just a weird day,
his was a weird life, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, for sure. Although the weirdest quote I saw was some woman interviewed him. I talked about this earlier with the boys, and you know, after it's all said and done, and you know, he's flaunting his, you know, the fact that he was able to protect his wealth and live in Florida and go on out. Remember. And all these girls were around him, and she said, "What is it like?" He goes, "My life is great. I've never had more blank in my life."
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They asked the women about it, and the women were like, "Yeah, we know he did it." And these are young girls, and I'm just honestly just make a blanket statement, young and dumb. And
and never forget the aphrodisiac of wealth and fame.
Well, that's exactly what it was, and they said. Yeah. That, you know, we know he did it, but, I mean, come on, he's an icon. He's OJ.
Well, it was just like the women.
Right, he's OJ.
It was just like the women who were falling all over themselves for Manson when he was in jail.
Right.
Right.
Who write letters to
write letters. I love you,
jail.
I'll marry you. Yeah, right. I mean, just stupid
people. Are crazy.
The world has a lot of very insane people.
Yes. Yeah,
that is
correct.
All right, so we have to, you know, you are a golf guy. Thoughts? I mean, it seems to me, I actually like Bryson. I mean, who can't like Scottie Scheffler? I don't think anybody in the country couldn't like him. But I assume that Bryson will fade just because of the nature of the way he plays and that Scheffler will be there at the end. I don't know. If I had a bet on Scheffler, I would double down today. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Scheffler's always there at the end, isn't he?
Yeah, seems like it.
And the interesting thing is, I was thinking about this on Wednesday, because Scheffler, you guys know odds, I don't, but Scheffler's an overwhelming favorite going in.
Yes.
In terms of golf odds. And they were saying, no, nobody's been this big a favorite since Tiger, and it was in his dominant phase. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Scottie Scheffler's a hell of a player. Mm-hmm. He's ranked number one in the world. And there were a lot of people saying, would you take Scheffler or would you take the field? And there was a point between 2000 and 2002 where Tiger won 7 out of 11.
Uh-huh.
I mean, stupid how good he was. Mm-hmm. But Scottie Scheffler's won one major championship.
Yeah.
You can't say Scottie Scheffler. You can't say anybody in the same sentence with Tiger Woods.
No.
I always get pissed off when, you know, somebody, a young guy is winning a tournament and they'll throw up a graphic saying Tiger Woods at 23, so-and-so at 23. No. There's one Tiger Woods. I mean, go back through the records and what he did until he was 32 after he won his U.S. Open and at Torrey Pines, which was his 14th major. He was 32 years old. And he was so – and it wasn't just the majors. He dominated the majors. But the guy won at least five times in a year, nine different times. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's way over the top. You win five times in a year once, you're a Hall of Fame candidate. And Scottie Scheffler, don't get me wrong, he's a hell of a player, and I'm not going to be surprised if he wins on Sunday. But this notion that on Wednesday, Jason, you're the big golf guy. If you had been offered Scottie Scheffler or the field, who would you take?
I would have taken the field.
Right, and that's what you should do in every golf tournament.
And then today I'm looking a little dicey.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Double down. Because the way guys like Scheffler lose is they shoot 74 the first day and then they can't come back. He shot 66. So I'm stunned that anybody would compare Scottie Scheffler to Tiger Woods. I mean, he's playing on one leg for crying out loud and he's still not bad. Mm-hmm. And I just, you guys know I'm not a fan of Tiger as a person, but as a golfer, are you kidding me? Well, he's unbelievable.
And the thing
he's still unbelievable. He's playing still unbelievable.
By the way, Jason Day is wearing the worst sweater.
I don't get it. I've been tweeting about it for 2 days. And
I got money that says his wife gave it to him.
No, he's got some deal with Malbon. And I think somebody has the right theory, right? Because he's wearing these baggy pants, and I think this might be the answer. That maybe they're trying to do the mom jean bit. You know how mom jeans?
Right.
Sure.
So maybe they're saying, okay, we're going to do this for guys in golf.
Well,
we're going to make this a thing.
As soon as I get off with you guys, I'll go back to my fashion research.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just terrible.
I mean, I can't stand it. But you know,
I mean, I would wear it if I was getting paid, obviously. But, man, it's
just awful. And a lot of guys wear very bad clothing because they're getting paid.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely. There's no question.
I mean, every one of those guys out there is getting paid by somebody.
Yeah. Well, it was a big deal when he left Nike, and then he signed with Malbon. Everybody wanted him, and he signed with this Malbon or whatever the hell.
Well, I would love to see him win again because he's just one of the best guys
Everyone
I've ever met.
Everyone says they like him, yeah.
Just a wonderful guy. And he's dealt with a lot of, as you guys know, he's dealt with a lot of issues.
Hey, how many times have you been to Augusta?
29.
All right.
Wow, that's
so
a lot.
We had an argument yesterday because Valdez, our producer, he I don't know. He was buying into something on social media. I can't remember what it was, but
no squirrels.
There's a theory floating around there from people who have been to Augusta and watching the Masters on TV about
there's no squirrels.
That there's no squirrels on the property.
And I said that you're a lunatic if you think that.
Yeah, I can't say I've run into a lot of squirrels. And I used to walk around a lot.
He's backing the theory.
All right, but here's what I'll say.
So the squirrels, they're killing
there are no
them all?
Squirrels for crying
no,
out loud.
No, I know there
There's
are squirrels.
There's squirrels in my backyard.
But when they say, but Valdez was saying, well, you never see them on TV coverage. And I said, well, first of all, cameras aren't going to just look at a squirrel and pan in on a squirrel.
Yeah.
But also, if there's 100,000 people walking the fairway, the squirrels are afraid of people, so they're going to stay away from people. So they'll be up in the trees. They're not going to be running around the fairway.
That's a very good point.
Well, and nobody walks in the fairway except the players and caddies.
But there are squirrels there. There have to be.
Have to be.
But
you
is the theory?
But he's not, he's not confirming, though.
So
he's not
confirming. They may pay people to go out and shoot the squirrels.
Yeah, that's what Valdez is saying.
That's what people are theorizing, and I'm buying into the theory because I'm thinking about every time I watch the Masters, I don't see a squirrel. People that have gone to Augusta,
they don't see squirrels
on the property. You ask them if they've seen a squirrel, they've said no. So I'm buying into the theory, and Jason, for whatever reason, thinks I'm a lunatic.
All right, hold on.
You may be a lunatic.
You also said there was no birds.
No, I did not say there were no birds. I said they pipe in the bird sound.
Okay,
the
bird
sound. I did not say there were no birds.
All right, so there are birds.
One year when there was a really bad winter. And they painted Rays Creek green.
Yeah, that's
for TV
for sure. They've done that.
You know, so
they iced the azaleas.
Never put anything that involves money past the Lords of Augusta.
Right.
You know, if it takes money to make them look better, they'll spend the money.
All I was saying to Valdez yesterday was, there's billions of squirrels in this country, billions, and there's no chance that they're at Augusta is the one spot on the planet where there's no squirrels.
Well, let me just say this.
How many squirrels have you seen on TV during
that
other
was
golf
my
tournaments?
Point. I've literally never seen a squirrel.
I don't know. Valdez says he notices them other places.
I notice them.
I've never
really?
Noticed.
Really?
I've never noticed them.
I've never noticed them.
Noticed them.
Like I might notice them like Naked and Afraid.
It's quite a theory.
But not in a golf tournament.
I'm now going to be looking for him.
Yeah, me too.
You won't see him on camera. You'll have to go and look around yourself.
Well, then
But you've been there 29 times, and you can't remember seeing a squirrel in 29 times.
I could have a squirrel jump up on my shoulder.
I know,
you
wouldn't be thinking about it. Right. I get it.
Yeah.
John, have you ever seen all those underground tunnels? Have you been down in that underground world there at Augusta? Have you ever had an opportunity?
No. That's not a place where the media is allowed. It's like Disney World.
Yeah. Right.
You know, right. No, not at all. Although I did think at one point, you know, they built a new media building. I think it's now 7-8 years ago because they wanted to use the space right off the first fairway where the media building was for corporate. Mm-hmm. And they told us that there would be a shuttle to get us instantly from the golf course back to the media center. And for some reason, I had it in my mind that it was underground, you know, like a subway. Mm. And, in fact, it was just a golf cart. Right. Pretty efficient, though, I'll say that.
Hey.
I mean, I have never – one morning I had to be there to interview somebody at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, and I thought, oh, God, how am I going to get from the media center to the clubhouse because those shuttles won't be running, you know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 hours before the first tee time, and I got there, and there's a cart waiting right there. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
They are efficient, if nothing else.
All right, John, enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy the Masters.
Yeah, let's see what happens with the Caps. That was a bad loss.
Oh, yes. They're done.
It was gross. It's not fun.
They're done.
We have little faith.
Yeah, well, I'm just kind of fingers crossed on the Islanders. Yeah, that was a very good win last night.
They're getting in.
We'll see. We'll see.
Thank you, John.
You never know.
Well. Odds are they're getting in, Caps or not.
Their odds are better than the Caps right now. I know
yes,
that.
Yes, their odds are better than the Caps right now. I agree with you there. And they've made a hell of a comeback. They've won 6 in a row.
Yes, they have.
So, good for the Islanders.
All right, John.
All right, thank you, John.
Right, guys,
appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Yep. Enjoy the Masters.
Thank you.
It's John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.